At midnight on Monday, protesters Jan Tamash and Jan Bednar will suspend their three-week hunger strike over the government's plans to allow a U.S. anti-missile radar base into the country. Their cause has received international publicity and sparked controversy in Prague, where some politicians have called them blackmailers, while others have offered to take up their cause. On Monday, Dominic Yoon caught up with a clearly malnourished Jan Tamash to find out how he felt and whether the protest had had the desired result.
Well, physically, not too well, but mentally, I feel really enthusiastic about, you know, what we managed to create. We managed to get a debate going, at least to some degree, on the national level and especially on international level. So that's a success.
And you've announced that you're going to end your hunger strike. What are the reasons for that?
We didn't get any signal that either the negotiations would be stopped or that there would be a national referendum, or that there would really be a very wide public debate within the Czech Republic. But I think what we managed to do is to inspire that debate, and especially inspire that debate on international level. Right now there are people on hunger strike in Australia, in the United States, in Italy, in Spain, in Germany, and I think in some other countries, as well as here in the Czech Republic. And all these people have managed to raise a lot of attention to this issue and raise awareness about it. So I think from that point of view, that's a success. And so we are not ending the strike, we are suspending it and seeing how this debate that we sparked is going to continue.
So what's changed your mind from your initial position whereby you were going to maintain the strike until, you know, those demands that you were after were met?
Well, there were more things. One were those strong requests by many, many important people, including, for example, the vice chairman of the European Parliament, Luisa Morgantini, who personally sent us a letter and requested us to suspend the hunger strike because she will now take this issue and carry it on the level of European Parliament. We also received some strong signals from within the Czech Republic, especially from the Social Democrats, from the Communist Party as well, from tens or perhaps even hundreds of people here in the country that said, please stop, we don't want you to get hurt, we don't want you to die, but we understood that this is really important and we are going to take this on.
You mentioned that some politicians had got involved in the cause, and I understand some of them have even offered to take part in hunger strikes, one a day. How exactly is that working?
Well, that was our idea that we had about a week ago, perhaps even longer, that we would replace this hunger strike of Jan and me with a chain hunger strike, where people would go on hunger strike, on a symbolic hunger strike, for 24 hours. And today we will be announcing the list of the first seven people who will take this hunger strike from us and will continue for the next week. They include former dissidents, for example, Petr Uhl. There are some actors, people from the intellectuals community. We have an ex-soldier. We have a member of the Senate. We have a member of the Parliament. So it's really a very wide, broad list of people who will now take this hunger strike and will carry it on into the future.
Anti-radar activist Jan Tamash speaking there to Radio Prague's Dominic Yoon.